So, officially welcome everyone to our healing your family and ancestor wounds so that you can give and receive more love in all forms and co-create your heaven on earth. So, some of you might be joining me as part of the Transcend Trauma online event that's been happening this week. And some of you are joining just for this workshop. You're part of my Evolve community. And then we have some of you today that are working more deeply with me in the Evolve Journey program. So, however, you arrived here today, maybe you were also invited by a friend. And I just am happy that you're here today and that you have carved out time for yourself to do this deeper work and receive my support today. So, for those of you that are new, I'm Tanya Penny. I'm an occupational therapist by degree. way back when I was doing occupational therapy, my focus was on mental health. So I've been, gosh, when did I graduate? 1998. So I've been interested in emotional healing, I guess you could call it, from a young age. And then I transitioned to doing, starting to do the work that I'm doing here today back in 2010. And yeah, that was my a wake up. My first spiritual wake up was when I was diagnosed with MS in 2004. So I was doing healing work before then, but I would say more mainstream counseling. And then when I was diagnosed with MS in 2004, that put me on my journey to doing more of what I am offering today. So, illness and trauma guide, spiritual alchemist, and I'm also author of the Connect with Divine You book and journals. So, that's just a little bit about me. And again, I'm happy you're here today and that you're making your healing a priority, because the truth is that right now on the planet, us doing our own deeper healing work, and I know so many of you have been, like myself, doing this work for a long time, and some of you are new. So we all get on this part of our path when we're meant to. And so thank you for doing this deeper healing work, because ultimately it is what raises the vibration of the planet and is going to help heal the planet. So honored that you're here with me today. So I'll be sharing with you what I've learned on my own healing journey, specifically of healing family wounds, including our ancestral wounds that have been passed down to us for generations. And everyone on the planet has these wounds, whether they're aware of it or not. And we all in this lifetime have the possibility of fully healing them, especially those of you that are here in this event. So as I said earlier, this is the first time I'm doing this specific workshop. I've done many of these workshops before, but I've added in some new stuff today. So the workshop will be about 2 hours, is my estimation. It could go a little bit longer. Again, when I'm offering something new, I don't always know how long it's going to last. So again, I'm going to be supporting you to heal deeper layers of wounds related to how you were treated by family in this lifetime. And those are usually also connected to past lives, whether you are aware of your past lives or not, it doesn't matter. We'll be talking more about that in a little bit. Also, healing deeper layers of the illnesses and traumas that have been passed down from your ancestors, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, etc., in your DNA. And we're also going to be shifting family belief systems, limiting family belief systems, which again, we all have. And they hold us back, right? These limiting belief systems hold us back in all areas of our lives, whether it's receiving love in relationships and support, whether it's our self-acceptance and love, whether it's money, whether it's our spiritual connection, fully living our purpose. Etc. So, again, I see it, some of you are just popping on, and I do have a handout for today's workshop. I'm going to just pop it in the chat again. Make sure everybody has access to that. And Belinda has a question. Yes, there are replays for all of the speakers this week through tomorrow. Those replays will be available through tomorrow. And the links for those were all in yesterday's email, but if you signed up after that, they will be in the replay for this email today as well. So, all right. And also, towards the end of today's workshop, I'm going to be taking you through my signature self-healing process. So hopefully you'll be able to be on for that. And around that time, I'll also be sharing a special gift for those that are part of this workshop. And so again, why am I teaching this workshop? In a nutshell, my soul signed up for a lot of trauma in this lifetime. And I also know I've had many past lives where I've had traumas that were similar. Therefore, holding the same belief systems. Every time we have a trauma, we have a wound. We take on, whether we're aware of it or not, a limiting belief system or fear, and of course, emotions that are attached to that. And so I signed up for a lot of those in this lifetime. Just briefly, I grew up with an alcoholic father, a mother diagnosed, undiagnosed mental illness, and also a lot of physical, verbal, physical, and sexual abuse. Not just by my family, but others as well, but a lot just from my family. And so I have done a ton of work, again, more deeply since I was diagnosed with MS in 2004. That was my 2x4 that I needed to heal some deeper layers of things. And over the last 20 years, even in I'm going to say, in the past few years since I moved to Hawaii, there were more things being triggered. So I've gotten to work through even deeper layers of traumas. And so everything I share today is from my own experience and also working with hundreds, probably thousands of others since I've been offering this work with them since 2010. So, all right, let's go ahead. And I love to start my live workshops and classes with a little mini practice to get us all in a safe container, in a rounded space. One of my favorite teachers, Carolyn Mace, says you have to feel it to heal it. And if we're not fully in our bodies, and many of us are not, we've disassociated. That's been a coping mechanism since we were really young. And many of us are still doing it, and we're not always aware of that. So this will help you to get more in your body because I'm hoping by the end of today, you've healed another deeper layer of your trauma. And we have to be in our body to do that. So I'm going to invite you all to close your eyes. And we're just going to begin with simple breathing, following your breath into the nostrils, down into the chest and the belly, and back out again through the mouth, pursed lip breathing. So, not trying to change your breath, just following it as it is naturally happening. And remember that the breath also gives us information. So, just tuning in and noticing, is your breath shallow or deep? Smooth or choppy, fast or slow. Not judging it, just tuning in, just noticing. And you may feel guided to put a hand on the belly and one on the heart, the chest. Some of you may also wish to put one of your hands on an area of the body where you are feeling something quote unquote negative. Or just bringing your attention to that area of the body. So when we have a negative symptom or illness in the body, just a gentle reminder that this is a message from your soul, letting you know that something is out of balance, out of alignment. Oftentimes, that there is a past wound or trauma that is calling for deeper healing. And this is where it is stored in your body. So, again, just focusing on your breathing, noticing any negative, quote unquote, negative feelings, sensations in the body. And next, we're going to set an intention. Setting an intention to heal a wound, trauma on a deeper level today during this workshop. And if you want to name that wound or trauma, if you're already aware of that, feel free to do that. And you can just leave it more general as well. There's no right or wrong. Next, calling in your something bigger team, your unseen divine team, I call them. And at this point in my life, I call them my higher levels. So calling them in, knowing that when we do so more consciously, that we're going to be able to feel and receive their love and support even more. They're always with us, but when we consciously invite them in, we can feel and receive their love and support even more. Next, we want to let all of our fearful younger parts know. This is you stepping in and being that divine parent that I talk and teach about, and I'll do so in a little later for those of you that are new. So stepping in and just letting all of your younger, fearful, wounded parts know that this is a safe container here today. We know that they likely didn't grow up in a safe container, a place where they could share truth, their truth, a place where they could share and speak and be fully accepted and honored and validated. But we're letting them know that is this container today. This is that loving, supportive container for them today. In this group with me, holding that space. Beautiful. Next. As you breathe in, breathing in gratitude for yourself and your willingness and your courage for doing this deeper work. And as you breathe out, breathing out and releasing any self-judgment, self-criticism, the I should be further along, I shouldn't still have, be working on healing this wound or trauma. It happened 20, 30, 40 years ago, all those colorful things we say to ourselves. And one more time, breathing in gratitude for everything that you have walked through in this lifetime and are continuing to walk through. And again, as you breathe out, releasing all of those judgments towards yourself, anger at self, self-blame. I'm not doing it good enough. I'm not doing it fast enough. The perfectionist, the superhuman parts. And on the next breath in, breathing in compassion. Hand on the heart, breathing in compassion for yourself. This is not an easy journey that most of us have chosen. And as you breathe out, again, breathing out all of the self-criticism, self-judgment, the I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing it fast enough. It was my fault. One more time, breathing in compassion for yourself and everything that you've walked through and continue to walk through. This is not an easy journey for most of us. And as you breathe out, I'm going to invite you to face your palm out. So, taking the hand that was on the heart and facing it out towards the screen, away from you, and breathing out compassion to every soul that is here on this workshop today. Breathing out compassion to all the souls that are on the planet right now. Even those noble adversaries. We are all here doing our best. All here doing our best to heal and to grow and to evolve. Hand back to the heart. Breathing in the truth that it is safe now. It is safe now to acknowledge these wounds and these traumas, even if you couldn't in the past. And that you are supported to heal them now, even if you weren't in the past. And as you breathe out, breathing out the it's not safe, the I have to do it alone, the I am alone, right? I'm the only one that this has happened to. We often feel so alone when we're younger, especially. Very important, very important. Breathing that in one more time. It's safe. And I have support to do this healing now, this deeper healing. And I'm capable now. I'm capable now. I wasn't as a child. And if the adults around me didn't help me, it was impossible to do it. And as you breathe out, again, breathing out and releasing the I have to do it alone. It's not safe. I'm not supported. And lastly, breathing in the truth that you are worthy and good enough. Right now, with all of these, still having all of these wounds and traumas, doesn't matter. Right now, we're letting all of our parts know that they are lovable and worthy and good enough, no matter what has happened to them in the past. This lifetime, past lives. So just breathing that into every cell of your body. Breathing out the I'm not good enough, the I'm broken, there's something wrong with me, I'm bad. Doing that one more time, breathing in the truth that you are lovable, worthy, good enough of receiving love in all forms now. And breathing out, releasing all of the old gunk, the not good enough, broken, bad, etc. And then giving yourself a hug, physically, maybe some kisses. And letting all parts of you again know that this is a safe place, that they are important, they're special, they're good enough. Anything they need to hear today from you are their divine parent. And when that feels complete, just noticing how you are feeling, taking a few breaths. Noticing how you're feeling mentally, physically, emotionally. Feel free to put in the chat any little shifts you felt during that mini practice. And if you didn't, that's okay too. So I want just to remind everybody here today that we are, and always, that we're looking for even the tiniest shifts. And sometimes those shifts are positive, and sometimes this type of work stirs stuff up that we have been trying to push down, right? That we've been trying to avoid. So when we open and tune in and begin listening, it might stir some of that stuff up. So Belinda said she felt more relaxed. Beautiful. So feel free, put in the chat how you're feeling right now. So again, I'm going to invite everyone to leave judgment at the door and to be open and curious today and have loads of compassion. So feeling more grounded to my base. Wonderful. Yeah, again, many of us have used this coping mechanism of disassociating, survival coping skill, right, from a very young age because we didn't have any others. So it's reminding those parts of us now that we do have different tools and support now. So yes, and again, this might bring up bigger emotions today, and it's okay because now you, as the divine parent, the divine mother and father to yourself and all of your younger parts, you're capable now of feeling strong emotions, right? I'm giving you tools to be able to do that today as well. So I just want to take a minute to talk about, especially for those that didn't have a chance to listen to my Trauma Truths video, and if you haven't, I recommend to do that. So let's see here. Just, why is it so important to do this deeper healing work? So again, given how you were treated by family, and also the wounds that they passed on to you, that your ancestors passed on to you, you've taken on limiting beliefs about yourself, whether they're conscious or not. And of course, all of these beliefs also have emotion connected to them. And these limiting beliefs, yes, they are ones you've taken on about yourself. I mentioned one earlier, the not good enough, right? Not good enough, broken. Bad, but also beliefs about what you deserve in terms of love and support from people that are physically on the planet and those that are, our unseen divine team, right? Unseen divine team. So it limits us whether we're holding them consciously or unconsciously, it impacts every single area of your life. Right? Relationships with others, your health, your relationship with something bigger, your career purpose, money, etc. So that's why essentially we want to do this work. And, how do you know? People often ask me, how do I know I still have unresolved wounds and trauma? Well, you will look around your current reality and do you have people in your life that are triggering you? Right. This is if you're triggered by something, that means you have an unresolved wound or trauma. If you have an illness or a negative body symptom, that's also a sign that you still have unresolved trauma. And if you look around your current reality, are you not fully receiving love in all forms? Are you having breakdowns or struggles with money, in relationships with others, with your career? So those are all signs that there's still some unresolved trauma. So I'm going to invite you now, if you haven't yet, to open that document that I've put in the chat. And again, also, you may want to grab a notebook or a journal. And for those of you that just jumped on, I'm going to be putting that document again in the chat for you to open. And you can write directly on the document or type into directly on the document. I should say it's a PDF. Or you can just look at it and then put numbers and whatever else we're going to share in that in your journal or notebook. So I'm going to pull mine up and I'm going to invite everyone to open. And I'd like you to take a moment to question. Number one, how are your wounds, traumas negatively impacting your life currently? So there's a little scale, I guess you can call it, to fill out 1 to 10. 10 being this area of my life is 100%, I'm satisfied. Zero, not satisfied, not what I want at all. So take a moment to fill that out. It's important that we get clarity on how these wounds are negatively impacting us. And you may say, why is that? Because that is going to give us the motivation to continue to do this deeper work. So again, we're not beating ourselves up with these numbers. This is the OT and me to do this. But rating on a scale of 1 to 10. And then if you'd like to put in the chat after filling that out, which 1 to 3 areas of your life are most affected by these unresolved wounds and traumas? Jana said, do we have to go into all of the wounds to let them go? I could write a book. Yep, me too. The answer is yes and no. I'll be getting more into that in a moment. Wilma also said, I've recently realized I am not allowed to have, be, and do that belief. Wonderful. Great awareness. Set and keep boundaries with self. So that looks like a question. So, what do I mean by that? So, if you set aside time, let's say, to do healing work or to rest or to play, are you honoring that? Are you showing up? Right? Are you keeping boundaries that you are setting with yourself around time for yourself, around monies, etc.? Right? If you said, I'm going to go to bed by this time, are you honoring that? Are you keeping that boundary or not? So, great question. So again, I invite everybody to put into the chat, what are those 1 to 3 life areas that you would like to improve, that you would like to shift, that are most impacting you right now negatively, right? These wounds and traumas are negatively affecting these life areas. So feel free to put that in chat. Relationship to self and others. Wonderful. Absolutely. So we'll wait for a few others. Health. Yeah. And for many of the people that I work with that come through my door, they do often have a health issue, whether it's physical and or emotional. Physical and or emotional. So anxiety, depression, of course, PTSD. Jamie wrote feeling safe. And I'd like to, Jamie, feeling safe in terms of with other people, like feeling safe with others or feeling safe in terms of, money. So yeah, I'm curious. You go deeper, feeling safe in your body. Grace says feeling worthy of safe relationships. Almost always our relationships are going to take a hit when it comes to unresolved wounds and traumas, because normally these wounds and traumas happened with family members. Not always, but often. Absolutely. So then I'd like you to next look at the question, the next question. If these wounds were fully healed, what would my life look like now? What would my life, what do I desire? Another way to say that is, what does my soul desire in my life? What would I be receiving? What would I be doing? What would I be feeling? Joy, abundance, and be specific. Right? So when you have all these life areas for each one, and you don't have to do all of them right now, but maybe the area that stood out that is most impacted, negatively impacted, you can go ahead and put in just for that area if you'd like, for that life area. What would be your most ideal, divine picture of that area? Happiness, yeah. And I invite everyone to expand on that, whether it's in your journal or on the document. If fully healed, what would that area of my life look like? Feeling of emotional safety with a partner. Beautiful. Again, that is a big one for a lot of us, myself included, to feel safe in our partnerships. Feel safe. Absolutely. And again, you can come back to this question and do it for all the life areas after the workshop. But for today, we'll just pick at least one area to focus on. Living a carefree life with plenty and more money to allow me to live my best life possible. Beautiful. All right. You can continue to share in the chat. I'm going to pop out of the chat for now and focus on next. So let's move into focusing on these wounds. So someone's jumping ahead. I'll answer that question in a little bit when it comes to truths. Right now, we were just on number one and number two. So let's move into looking at our wounds. So again, to fully heal and resolve our wounds, our past wounds and traumas, whether it's this lifetime, past lives, or our ancestors, and we're going to go into each of those. What needs to happen is there's two parts we want to focus on. One is what I call learning to be that divine parent to your wounded parts. And again, I'm going to go into that more in a few minutes. So it's being able to show up as that divine mother and father for your wounded parts and give them the support they need, which we're going to practice and I'm going to explain more doing. So that part has to happen, as well as the spiritual part, connecting with the spiritual, your soul truths. And those soul truths, right? You are a powerful soul that has chosen all your experiences. Even though you might have been victimized, you are not a victim. You are a powerful soul. That can change and heal anything now. Not as a child, but as an adult. And so I'm going to say that when I feel into this group, many of you have the spiritual piece. You're lacking the divine parent, emotional healing piece. And again, we're going to go more into that today. But both pieces are necessary to fully heal any wound or trauma. So just take note is that, where are you? Again, no judgment, right? You got the spiritual piece down, but maybe the emotional healing, divine parent piece is where you're lacking. Maybe both, right? Maybe both. And it's okay, right? We learn when we're ready to. That's another spiritual truth, right? We're always on our path. We're always showing up exactly when we're meant to. I have a lot of people that say, "Oh, I wish I would have met you 20 years ago." Well, if you would have met me 20 years ago, I'm not the person I was then, and we weren't ready. I wasn't ready. So let's move into looking at our family wounds. And when I say family wounds, what I mean by that is how were you treated? So these are the wounds that were created by how you were treated or not by mom, by dad, siblings, other family members. Right? So these wounds that were related to how you were treated. So it's important when we're being that divine parent, learning to be that divine parent to our younger parts, and people always, what I need to say about that is because most of us didn't have that divine mother and father growing up, most of our parents had shadow, right? The shadow, masculine, feminine. So this takes practice, learning and practicing being this divine parent to ourselves and our younger parts. So the first piece of doing that, being the divine parent, is acknowledging the wounds you experienced. Many of us were not acknowledged, were not validated, or things were said to us like, that wasn't that big of a deal, or that happened 20 or 30 years ago. That's in the past, right? You don't need to be focusing on that anymore. So, right now, as the divine parent, you're going to acknowledge and validate those past wounds and traumas that were connected to your family. It might be brother, sister, it might be mom, it might be dad, it might be a grandparent, it might be an aunt or an uncle. So I want you to take a moment and write down these wounds, these traumas. And I'm going to go through a few of examples, right? So maybe parent wasn't physically there for you because they were working a lot, or because they were ill, or because there was a divorce or a separation. Maybe you were adopted, right? So those might be wounds, family wounds. Maybe they were physically there, mom, dad, primary caregiver, but they weren't still meeting your needs fully. Maybe it was, they were there, but they weren't really giving you attention, right? They were physically there, but kind of ignoring you because they had their own stuff, right? Again, we're not blaming our family. We're just acknowledging the facts because our family also has, we're going to talk about this more, right? Ancestors passing down, they had their own wounds that are unresolved. A big one for most of the people I work with and myself is I wasn't emotionally supported. My parents didn't have tools to give me emotional support. Maybe you were mentally abused, gaslighted, manipulated, controlled. That's a wound. Great question. Marta, we have to be able to look at them in order to fully heal them. It doesn't mean we have to go back and relive them necessarily, though emotions are going to come up. But again, it's reminding those parts that now you can handle the pain, right? As an adult and here receiving support today and with the tools that I'm offering you, we're going to be able to release that pain and move through to the other side, right? Because if we don't look at them, they're still there. They're still there. But yeah, it can feel challenging. Absolutely. Absolutely. It was super challenging when I was working with the sexual abuse by my father and the horrible physical abuse by my mother. Some of these wounds might look like also putting their adult problems or pressures on you, talking to you about things that kids really shouldn't be talked to about, right? Like my mom was talking to me about sex when I was 5 years old, like inappropriate. Maybe your family didn't protect you and they were even, of course, at the root of harming you. So not protecting you, let's say from another family member, is also, right, a trauma, a wound. So those are just some examples of wounds or traumas you might be carrying. From family. So, taking a moment to just write those down. And then we might even want to ask or write down as well, how old is this part of me that first experienced this wound? So, as I mentioned in the trauma truths, we have PTSD, and then we have CPTSD. So PTSD, it's like something that happened one time, and then those of us who grew up day after day for 18 plus years, experiencing over and over, that's CPTSD, right? Chronic, complex. And so, most of mine were things that didn't just happen once, right? The verbal abuse didn't just happen once, the physical abuse, the sexual abuse, it happened many times. So again, step number one of being that divine parent is acknowledging and validating what happened. So writing it down. Writing down how old this part of you was, how old was this part of you? And I'm going to invite you now for these next pieces to pick one of the wounds. As Janice, I think, said, you know, I could write a book, right? And maybe you are meant to. So for the purpose of this workshop today, let's pick one of those family wounds, traumas. And then I want you to take a moment or two to actually describe. So we want to tune into that part of us, whether it's the 4-year-old, the 6-year-old, the 8-year-old, the 10-year-old, as the divine parent, I'm going to invite you to ask, eyes opened or closed. You might even picture yourself at that age. And have a conversation with this part of you and ask him or her to tell you what happened and to write it down. Right? So, to describe, and again, there's no right or wrong. This description might be a sentence or it might be a page. And again, reminding this part of you that it's safe now, it's safe to acknowledge this wound in this setting, in this space. Taking a moment to ask that part of you, whatever wound or trauma you chose, ask them to describe what it was like and what happened. And again, reminding them that it's safe now to tell the truth about this in this group, with yourself and with this group. And if you'd like to share, not the description, but what that wound is in the chat, I want to invite everyone to do that. So, for yourself, tuning in and asking this part of you to describe what happened in as much or as little detail as what feels good for you today, there's no right or wrong. And as you do that, I want you just to be aware of the emotions that are coming up in your body. So, just be aware of the emotions coming up. As you are acknowledging and validating this wound for your younger part, you being this divine parent that's acknowledging and validating, maybe for the first time, right? Because for many, like myself, my parents still will not acknowledge or validate the things that they did. So we don't need them anymore. To validate that, we are going to do that for ourselves because the truth is, most of them will not be able to fully acknowledge and validate. So again, just notice the emotions that are coming up and writing those down too. Right? There might be anger, there might be sadness, there might be shame, there might be guilt. Grief, right? Combination of all of grief is a combination of fear, anger, and sadness. There might be fear coming up as well. Insecurity, overwhelm, anxiety. So just noticing what's coming up as you are acknowledging. Now I'm going to pop over to the chat. So it's really awesome that we validate for ourselves and then that we're able to get validation, acknowledgement from somebody else. And again, we probably won't get it from that person, but you will get it from me. So Amanda wrote abandonment, bio parents, and adoptive parents. Janice, my mom told me that I was born unhappy when I came into the world, being criticized and like I didn't matter. Mom tried to abort me. And not care for me, acknowledge me, not wanting me even after you were born. Yeah, big wound. Janice, mom to this day, whom I care for, refuses to show an ounce of appreciation. Yeah, she's incapable. Absolutely. That's why we're giving it to ourselves now. As the divine parent, we're giving to ourselves all of our parts, what our parents or family, siblings, mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, uncles, that they couldn't give us. Anger at self for letting myself be manipulated and used and abused by family members. Yeah, so again, we're going to get into that, right? That, oftentimes we allow ourselves to be treated the way we were treated as children, as adults. As children, we couldn't stop it, couldn't escape. We were trapped in that situation. And then as adults, we weren't even aware that that's what we were doing. So we can release that anger, and now we can make a change moving forward. Feeling powerless. Yep. Nobody to protect you. Absolutely. Abandoned, criticized. Yeah. So great. The next part, great awareness, you guys. And just continue to feel and breathe. Again, we're going to go through a process a little bit later. Right now, we're doing some excavation or discovery. So, given how you were treated, I was told it was a mistake, right? Wow, awful. So, given how you were treated, what does this part of you now believe about themselves? Again, 4-year-old, 6-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, whatever age. And if you don't know the age, that's fine. But we want to ask again this younger part of you, what does he or she believe about themselves? Somebody already mentioned, not worthy of receiving love, right? I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. If I didn't get it from them, then I'm not worthy of receiving it now. Somebody else also mentioned, right? The limiting belief that I can't trust people. And if you don't remember your childhood, that's a sure sign of trauma. And memories will come back as you are, as your higher self, divine parent strengthens, those memories will come back more. So, what are those limiting beliefs that you hold about yourself, about relationships, and about the world, given what you experienced? So oftentimes these are going to be related to what I call the three Ps for those of you that are new. That perfection part of us says, I'm not good enough. I'm not lovable. I'm broken and bad. The I'll do wrong and be rejected and punished again. We've also got the people pleaser, right? I have to please these people in order to survive. I don't deserve love. I don't deserve support. I can't trust people. I have to work really, I have to do it alone, and I have to work really hard. Are also going to be more of the superhuman. So many of you have been resisting receiving support now to heal these wounds because you didn't have it growing up. So if you didn't get that support, if you had abandonment, right? There's going to be that fear that I'll be abandoned again. So I don't want to let anybody in. Or I don't want to ask because I won't receive it anyways. So what are those limiting beliefs that this younger wounded part holds about yourself, relationships, the world? Given this wound, this trauma. And then we can move into what our divine parent, higher self, soul knows is true now. So when I talk about the truths, some examples might be, you are lovable and worthy and good enough, even if mom, dad, family, siblings treated you the way they did. Right? That doesn't mean you're not lovable, worthy, and good enough. That means that they had their own unresolved wounds and were projecting it on you. That might be a truth. Another truth, one that I've been working on for a long time, right? The I can't trust people is the limiting belief. The truth is, I couldn't trust my parents. I couldn't actually trust any of my family. I couldn't trust any of my family, but there are people on this planet that I can trust now. It's not going to be them, right? It's probably not going to be the people. You're not going to go and try to. Right? Receive support and trust the people that you've never been able to, which is why many of us keep getting re-traumatized. We keep trying to go back to those people that were at or part of the original wound. And most of them, probably the same. We're not going to get it. So I have to tell my younger part, we can't go to mom and dad. We can't go to any family, actually, and trust them because they're still in the same place, but there are other people I can trust now. Right. And I'm open to finding those people, to receiving those people that I can trust. Yes, Janice, it is true. Well, we don't have to heal ourselves fully. We have to love ourselves fully. That is part of the healing. So showing up and being this divine parent, giving ourselves the unconditional love and acceptance. Emotional support, right? Support in all ways. And then we are going to be able to, once we have shifted that enough, we will begin attracting people into our life that will give us the same love, support, etc. So, again, take another moment to write down the truth, what you know, what your divine parent, higher self knows to be true now. Even if your younger parts don't fully, they won't fully believe it right now. Right? These are deep, for many of us, these are deep wounds. So when I say being a divine parent, and again, I'm going to take you through a process probably in the next half hour. That it's showing up in us being that divine mother, father, parent to ourselves on a daily basis, building that muscle. We are then going to be able to shift those limiting beliefs, heal those wounds, traumas, and begin to open our heart and vibrationally attract people, opportunities, monies, etc., from doing the work we're doing right now. So, just take a moment to finish that piece up. And then we're going to move into inherited ancestral traumas. And then we're going to move into a process to support you. But just even this, what we're doing right now is part of the healing. When you acknowledge and validate for yourself, and also have people here in the program that are also, including myself, of course, acknowledging and validating you and hearing you. That is part of the healing. Being in a group that supports is part of the healing because we didn't have that growing up, many of us, not fully, not fully. So let's move into inherited ancestral traumas. So again, parents, grandparents, great grandparents, etc. Both mother's side of the family, father's side of the family. And many of us are going to have some acknowledgement, some awareness of what these wounds are from the way we were treated, right? From the way we were treated. So the family wounds. But then we also have passed down from way back, right? With things we might not know about or know very little about. Things that are passed down in our DNA. And, you know, one of the things I want to remind people is that an illness is often flu, especially if other family members also have this negative symptom or illness. For example, right, my father's side of the family all had GI issues. I've struggled with GI issues almost my whole life. And yes, some of them come from my traumas in this life, right? My mom feeding me crap formula and then giving me Pepto-Bismol because my system was exploding because it couldn't handle the crap that they were feeding me. Also, the physical abuse, right, contributed to the GI issues. But then I also have this layer knowing my dad's side of the family, GI issues, dad's side of the family, cancer gene. So, passed down, it could be things you heard or saw them say or do. Likely those limiting beliefs, right, were passed down. It could be around money, it could be around fill in the blank. And again, if you don't know a lot about your family, let's say you were adopted, or they just maybe didn't talk a lot about their childhood or, what happened to them in the past. Again, we can look around. This is the beautiful thing. We can just look around at our current reality, our current breakdowns and struggles, and know that those are probably something that were passed down in your DNA. Right? So the unresolved traumas and wounds of our ancestors also have these limiting beliefs and emotions that are connected to them that we're talking about, that we're discovering. And so we can look around our current reality, all those life areas, and we can likely know that there has been ancestral stuff passed down that's contributing to these struggles, these breakdowns that we're experiencing. Again, whether it's money or relationships or the not good enough. So, again, I love to use my current example. For me, illness, of course, GI issues, MS is gone, but GI issues still there to some degree. Been working a lot on healing of GI issues the past couple of years. And this is why it came in, this ancestral piece. So again, I'm going to invite you guys to take that wound that you identified earlier or chose, right? And I know many of you have many, but we chose one to work on in this workshop. And I'm going to invite all of you to close your eyes. And some people find it helpful to put a hand on their heart, one on their belly, or a hand on the heart, and one on an area of the body where maybe they have a negative symptom or illness. And again, I'm just going to invite you to breathe. And you can silently ask, is this wound inherited? Is it also inherited trauma, not just from what I experienced in this lifetime? And if you hear a yes, you can then ask, is it on my mother's side of the family, my father's side of the family, or both? And we all get our guidance in different ways. I hear an answer. Some of you might see images. You might just have a knowing. But take a moment to do that, to ask, is this wound related, inherited from my ancestors? And if you hear or see, feel a yes, then you can ask mother's side of the family, father's side of the family, or both. And just notice what you receive. Notice the guidance that comes in. And then you can ask as well, are there any other details? Is there any other information or details that you can show me about this inherited wound? And sometimes we're meant to have more details, and sometimes we're not. And if you're not getting anything, that's okay too. That's okay too. This takes practice. This takes practice, and which is why I'm often able to receive the guidance for not just myself, but my clients when it comes to this type of guidance and wounding information. Sometimes, again, we're meant to have the information, sometimes not. So just take another moment to connect and ask if there's any other details that your soul wants you to have, that your ancestors want you to have. Your ancestors are here. Whether you've been aware of it or not, and are often part of your divine unseen team now, those that have passed. And just writing down any information you received. Maybe you received a yes, maybe you received mother's side, father's side, or both. Maybe you received some more details. And I realized one thing I forgot to mention, or maybe I didn't forget and I'm not remembering, from family wounds. When it comes to past lives, we don't necessarily need to know our past lives. And it is expected that many of the wounds that we experienced in this lifetime are connected to wounds that we had in our past life. That's why our soul asked for certain experiences in this lifetime to heal those past wounds, but also to heal the ancestral wounds. So, again, sometimes we might know something about our past lives, but we don't necessarily need to, because all we have to do is look at our past in this lifetime and our current reality to see breakdowns and those belief systems that we've carried forward from past lives, from our ancestors. And sometimes we are going to be given information regarding those past lives, but it's not always necessary. And they're saying that oftentimes you are not to have all of those past life memories, because that can slow us down if we get caught up in those. It's kind of like, it might be fun to know, but it actually can prevent you from actually doing the work that we're doing right now. Because what really matters is the belief systems and the fears, right? Fears fall under belief systems. So, given the information, again, that you just received regarding your ancestors, your inherited traumas, what limiting beliefs and fears are connected, are holding you in this breakdown, whether it's money, whether it's relationships with others, whether it's connection with your something bigger, your unseen divine team, whether it's in your career. And there are probably going to be a lot of the same belief systems that you acknowledged from the family wounds, what you actually experienced in this lifetime and likely in past lives. There might be some new ones. So, what was interesting for me is when I went into healing deeper layers of my GI issue just over the past couple of months, and the information came in that it was my dad's side of the family, which I've known for a long time, but then I asked to be shown the specific wound, and it was sexual abuse. So my dad was actually sexually abused by a priest, is the guidance that came in when I asked that question, right? Is there any more details I need to know about this wound, this inherited wound of GI issues on my father's side of the family? And that's what came in. And likely happened not just to him, but my grandfather, etc. So you may be getting some of that information and maybe not. Maybe you won't get the details. And there's no right or wrong. There's no right or wrong. Sometimes, again, our higher self, soul wants us to know, and sometimes it's not that important for our healing process. So I'm just going to check the chat. And again, if you wanted to put in the chat, was it your father's side? Was it mother's side? Was it both with the wound that you're focusing on healing today in this workshop? Yes, self-punishment is passed down ancestrally, almost always. Yes. The way that we learn to punish ourselves in the ways that we've been punished by our parents, family, ancestral can be as well. Yes. If you grew up with physical and emotional abuse, then it's from this lifetime, right? Now you're punishing yourself. You're doing the same thing to yourself. Stepmother's side. So yes, that was a great question. In your DNA, I'm not sure why you said your ego says it's in your DNA. It's not your ego. It's your soul. But oh, I see your ego saying it can't be shifted. So again, that's a belief. So great, write that one down. That. In this lifetime, we have the power. We've been given the power to heal anything. Ancestral, past lives, and it's from what we're doing right now. Right? And I'm going to be taking you through a process in a little bit to help as well. So, let's see. Yeah, and again, it's asking for guidance, and if it's yes, both sides of the family, or yes, ancestral, we believe it. We're not making it up. Wilma said it was both, but interestingly enough, I sense I am here to heal this generation. We all are. And that doesn't look like we go to them and heal them. What it looks like is doing what we're doing right now, and the process I'm going to be taking you through is going to assist you with that, right? When we heal it for ourselves, it automatically heals it, meaning it's not going to be passed on again. It doesn't mean necessarily that mom or dad or family is going to wake up and is going to change. Maybe. It's going to look different for everyone. But just not to go in without expectation. So we are all here as leaders, light workers, whatever you want to call yourself, to heal our wounds. And when we do that, we are healing our ancestral wounds and past life wounds. So the good news is the process I'm going to take you through encompasses all of those because it's really the beliefs, right? It's the beliefs that we are holding in regards to these traumas, and these traumas are still in our bodies. And so the process I'm going to take you through in a minute or two is going to help shift these, release these from your cells, from your energy field. So to see if anybody else has anything they want to share. Oh, I miss Janice. Yeah, emotional, physical, and sexual abuse gifted by both parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. Yeah, it usually goes back a long way, further back than, and we don't need to know how far back. That's the other thing. I know that our ego actually wants that information. But we might get that information, we might not. But just know, yes, it probably goes back as far as great-grandparents. Maybe even past that, right? Beyond that. All right. So, again, what I'd like you to do for the purpose of the process I'm going to be taking you through now is I'd like you, again, just to acknowledge whether it's circling it or writing it again, the wound that you would like to focus on healing on a deeper level in the process I'm going to be taking you through. and acknowledging again, what are those limiting beliefs or fears that you took on? As well as what is true now. So just take a minute to look at that, to note that in whatever way you choose. It's going to help you during this self-healing process. While you guys are doing that, just a little bit about the tools that I use. So many of you have already been able to experience the guided therapeutic meditation practice to heal trauma. That was part of the event. So that is one of the tools that I began offering in 2008. And then in 2019, when I became aware of, end of 2018, became aware of the sexual abuse by my father and that my mother knew about it. That is when I moved into creating this new tool, which I'm sharing with you today, called the self-healing process. And that's even evolved over the past years, including the most recent version, which also assists us to heal ancestral wounds. So that is what we're going to be doing right now with this process. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes again. And you may want to put a hand on the heart and an area of the body that you are holding this wound. You know you're holding it. Either you have a negative symptom there, or there's an illness in this area of the body. And if you can't comfortably put your hand there, then that's okay. Just bring your attention there. And if you're not sure where this wound is in your body, and by the way, every wound, every unresolved wound and trauma is in the body somewhere. And I'll be guiding you through this process, and it'll help you to figure out where that is as well. So again, closing your eyes, and we're just going to begin by breathing. We always start with the breath, following the breath into the nostrils, down into the chest, the belly, back out again through the mouth. And again, we're going to set the intention while you're breathing to support this younger part of us. It might be the 4-year-old, might even be the infant, right? 1-year-old in the womb, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, whatever the age is, we're going to be supporting this younger part of you to heal this wound and trauma on a deeper level as their divine parent. You might also call this process the divine parent process. I call it the self-healing divine parent process. So setting that intention. And again, letting these parts of you know that it's completely safe now and that you're capable as the divine parent, their divine mother and father, you're capable of supporting them to do this. And next, calling in your unseen divine team. I call them my higher levels, whether you call them God, Jesus, ascended masters, Buddha, nature. Consciously calling in to have them help you support this wound on a deeper level today during this workshop. And again, we're going to acknowledge the wound. So you might say the wound out loud, you're all muted, or you might say it silently. Just naming the wound, the trauma. And noticing where you feel it in your body. When you name it, that's going to give you a clue as to where you feel it in the body. And you may want to put your hand there or bring your attention there if it's not comfortable. And if you even want to picture yourself, visualize yourself at this age, if you can, that can be helpful. Again, we're breathing and feeling for a few moments. We're just feeling in the body. Whatever emotions are arising, whatever physical symptoms are arising, knowing that these are connected to this wound. The wound from family in this lifetime that was also probably passed down, inherited from your ancestors, not just the trauma from it in this lifetime. So you're actually feeling what your ancestors felt as well. So acknowledging the emotion that's coming up, acknowledging what you feel in the body, and just breathing and feeling. This is a necessary part to releasing this wound. You have to feel it to heal it. And as you breathe out, I'm going to invite you to gently rub that area of the body. Or again, if you don't have a hand there, just bringing your attention there and breathing out those emotions. It might be anger, it might be sadness, it might be fear, anxiety, insecurity, shame, guilt. Just acknowledging and then breathing out. They're not bad, it's just that we don't want to hold on to them. Right? For many of us, these emotions related to this trauma and wound have been stored in the body for a long time, and again, passed down in our DNA. So, breathing in compassion for your younger part that experienced this wound. And breathing out and releasing that emotion. Acknowledging and breathing out that emotion from that area of the body. We also want to comfort this younger part. And tell him or her that we're so sorry that this happened. We're so sorry that they experienced this wound, this trauma. And we're here to help them to fully resolve it and heal it. And it may take time. We don't expect it all to happen right now today. Because for many of us, this happened over and over and over. Plus, we have the added and inherited power of it for many of us. So we're not going to tell them to hurry up and get over it. We're just going to allow them to feel, support them to feel, and breathe it out. Breathing in compassion. And when you're ready, we want to move to acknowledging that limiting belief that they picked up. This limiting belief that might have been passed down, this limiting belief or fear that might have been passed down, or that this younger part of you picked up, given the trauma, given the wound that they experienced, that your ancestors experienced. So we just want to, again, name it. We want to say, I understand, given what you experienced, what our ancestors experienced, that we hold this wound, that you hold this wound, that you're not lovable or good enough. Or whatever the limiting belief was. For the purpose of this process today, let's just choose one. Let's just choose one. So, saying it out loud or silently. Again, just acknowledging we pick this up. Maybe it's I can't trust people. I can't receive support. Everyone's going to abandon me. So we just want to acknowledge what is that limiting belief or fear that they picked up or that was passed down. And maybe they also picked it up in a past life from a past wound or trauma. And again, just noticing where you feel in the body when you are acknowledging this limiting belief and fear. It might be in the same area, it might be in another area. We're not sure, right? There's no right or wrong. For many of us, it's held in several areas of our body. So if you want to bring your hand there, if it's comfortable, or just bring your attention there. If it's not comfortable to bring your hand to that area of the body, and again, breathe and feel. Just acknowledging that's where this limiting belief, fear has been held in your body. And then when you're ready, you want to begin soothing. Soothing this part of you that's been holding this belief, this fear, this wound, this trauma, and all the emotions that are associated. You want to soothe them with what you, the divine parent, knows to be true now. You might be telling this part of you, you don't need to carry this forward anymore, even though your ancestors did. Right? It doesn't have to be true for you moving forward. Perhaps the truth you're soothing with is just because you were treated this way doesn't mean you're not lovable and worthy now. And it didn't mean that you weren't then. They just weren't capable because of their own unresolved wounds and traumas. You are worthy and lovable. You always have been, and you always will be. Even if those people still can't give you that, I'm giving it to you now as your divine parent. And will that help other people to come in that will show us what is true now, that will give us that love and support? Right? There are people you can trust now, even if it's not family or past partners or past friends who represented family, those family members. So, taking a few more moments to soothe. Practicing being that divine parent, soothing this younger wounded part, this part that was holding this trauma, with what is true now. Activating that truth in every cell of your body as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, consciously with the intention to release. Release this limiting belief, this fear, this trauma, this wound, and all the emotions that are associated with it. Picturing yourself at that age of the wounding or the initial wounding, if it happened for a long time, and telling that part of you silently or out loud what is true now. And if emotions are coming up, that's normal. If this part of you is skeptical or doesn't believe you fully, know that that's normal too. Because you've been holding this wound, this trauma, for so long, not just from this life, but past lives, from ancestors passing it down. It may take time for this part of you to fully believe this. Fully heal and believe what is true now. And it's our job as the divine parent to soothe them every day until they do fully believe it. So, taking a few more moments to soothe, continuing to breathe, continuing to feel. Again, as you are breathing in the truths. Soothing with truths, feeling all of those emotions, joy and peace and love and security, safety. We're activating those in every cell of your body now. And as we breathe out, continuing to breathe out and release the limiting beliefs, fear. All the emotions that are connected, and the imprint of this trauma, this wound from this lifetime, past lives, and inherited from family. A gentle reminder, this could feel like an increase in those symptoms in the body. And that's happening, if that's happening, it's because it can increase when something is leaving the body. We're all different. So some of you might feel it lessen, and some of you might feel an increase. There's no right or wrong. Just trusting the process, trusting the process. And then we want to ask this younger part of us, is there anything else they need from us today or in the near future? They might say they need a nap. They might say they need a hug. Maybe they want some ice cream. Maybe they want to play. So many of us, especially those of us who had these wounds happen in our childhood over and over again, we didn't get to actually play, or we played, but we didn't actually get to feel the joy of it because we didn't feel safe. So just again, asking this younger part what they want, need, or desire now, and acknowledging that and letting them know when you can give them that. Can you give it today? Is it tomorrow? These are very wise parts. They may be saying, you need to set a boundary with somebody, this person now in your life. Or they may be saying, you know what? I don't like this job. Like, we need to find a different job, or we need to ask for a raise, or who knows? They are so wise, these younger parts of us, right? And the guidance has been turned off given this wound, this trauma. And as we heal this on deeper levels, we're able to hear and open to the guidance. So letting them know that you heard them, and when you can give them, when you can act and give them or do the thing they're asking you to do. And again, when it goes back to setting and keeping healthy boundaries with yourself, when we promise our younger parts that we're going to do something, we want to make sure that we do it. That's part of practicing being the divine parent. Setting and keeping healthy boundaries with ourselves is that, when we say we're going to do something for ourselves, we do show up and do it. Many of our parents broke that promise, right? Broke trust. They broke trust with us, and that's how we break trust with ourselves. And when that feels complete to you, you can give your younger parts and yourself a big hug physically and maybe some kisses. And let them know how important and special they are, that you are stepping in and being the divine parent they never had. You're going to stop. They don't need to look to bio mom and dad, or adoptive mom and dad, or family, especially if they couldn't get that from family in the past, they're probably still not going to be able to get it now. That you are going to give it to them, number one. You're going to keep them safe. You're going to protect them. You're going to set boundaries as the divine parent. You're going to meet their needs, their emotional needs, physical needs, financial needs, spiritual needs. And then, of course, as the divine parent, you are going to open the doors to receiving relationships that are going to give you the same. Honoring, loving, supportive relationships, give and receive relationships. Relationships where you can be your true self. People that love and accept you for who you are. You're going to make sure that you are doing work in the world that feels honoring, receiving the financial abundance that you deserve. You are going to help them to release these three P patterns of perfection, people pleasing, and superhuman. You don't need to do those anymore to survive. So letting them know that. Because pleasing yourself is number one now. Letting them know they can't make mistakes. They can't fail from a soul perspective. If people criticize them or worse, you're going to be able to remove them from that situation now. As a divine parent, as an adult, as a higher self soul, we can leave any situation now that is not honoring or maybe even abusive, including verbal abuse, gaslighting, manipulation, control, criticism. And we also want to let these parts know that took on the superhuman that they don't need to work so hard anymore. They don't need to prove that they're worthy. They don't need to do it all alone. They can receive support now, not just from you, but from others. Ah, beautiful. When that feels complete, just noticing how you're feeling mentally, physically, emotionally. Noticing any shifts. Shifts might be subtle or they might be bigger. Again, there's no right or wrong. And to the degree of this trauma and wound, remember it could take time for it to fully resolve. Right? More than just in this workshop today, even though hopefully you have felt some shift. And I would love for you to put in the chat what you experienced during this self-healing process and showing up and practicing being the divine parent. What did you feel? What did you experience? You might even ask when you go and hold this limiting belief or fear again, what percentage from 1 to 100 do I still hold this? You can ask that question. What percentage from 1 to 100, am I still holding this wound, this trauma, this belief system? Just to get information. Again, not to beat yourself up, not to, it should be gone by now. None of that stuff. Because the truth is, it takes time. Right? It takes time usually to heal these really deep wounds and traumas that were, especially if they had them in past lives and passed down by your ancestors, which most of them are. So just noticing how you feel. And if you want to pop that in the chat, I would love to hear from you. Deep relaxation and comfort. Fantastic. I'd love to hear from some more of you. And again, whatever you experience is fine, right? If your parts were resistant, I wouldn't be surprised, right? Again, these wounds are deep. Mary Carey, a sense of calmness. Fantastic. So, again, you might want to write down anything that happened, anything that came up during the process, right? Some of us got more information during the process as well, maybe memories, etc. Just noticing how you feel now. There's no right or wrong. And while you guys are putting in the chat, I am going to open up to guidance in a little bit, sharing and guidance. So you can begin to raise your hand for that if you'd like to do that. Again, you might have a question about the wound or the trauma, and I might be able to help you with that, receive guidance on that. And I'm also going to put in the chat one of the things that I'm offering as a specialist part of this event, this workshop today, are private sessions with me at a special price. I'm going to pop that in the chat, as well as the code to receive $150 off. So private sessions with me are normally, and I only do them often one time. I don't just do single sessions, but I am offering single sessions for you guys at a special price. I'm going to pop that in the chat in case you would like to receive one of those. There are 8 available. So let me, everyone in the meeting. There we go. So you can go to that page and use the code trauma at checkout and save $150 on a private session with me. Those are for, anyone who wants to go deeper into healing a wound or trauma with me. And oftentimes in these sessions, we will do a personal process that you can keep using again and again to heal this specific wound or trauma. So, awesome. That's in the chat if you'd like to receive that. And Belinda says, quite emotional. One thing I received was, I am a blessing, not a burden. Oh, I love that. And that is true. We are all blessings. We are all blessings. Valerie said, have the wound of being left behind by mother that died and then brought that into my relationship with stepmother. Yeah, where I didn't feel loved. I am now worthy of being loved. Yes, starting with yourself, right? You, the divine parent, giving that to your part, your little one. Wilma says, feeling redeemed. How weird it is that that's the word for pop that popped up, no longer prosecuted or persecuted. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So I'm going to open up here to gallery view. And Wilma has her hand raised. Wilma, I'm going to go ahead and pin you. And I'm going to unmute you, ask you to unmute.
Can you hear me?
I can. Yes. Thank you for raising your hand.
I'm so shocked that I'm the only one with a raised hand.
Well,
This
somebody,
has
it takes courage. It takes courage.
been incredible, and I'm so grateful that I was able to be here live, because from the very beginning I've felt so many shifts. And I've been working on this money thing for a long time, and realizing, the stories I've been telling myself. But it seems like the things that popped up today, I would never have even looked at the energy of being prosecuted or persecuted in me, because it didn't like so that's why, as we were going through, and all these things were popping for me, that I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And at the beginning, when you had us bring in, pick a younger age, it was so weird. I was guided to go back to 3 days before my conception, and to invite in from my 3 days before my birth. And then I counted off one, all the way up to, I'm 67, all the way up to 67 while you were guiding us through. And at the end, I saw like 67 lights come on. So it was as they left, before they left the room. So I raised my hand when you said you were going to open a Q&A. I just feel so much lighter, and such a great shift.
Beautiful.
I just
Excellent.
felt I want to share that with you. And if you have any words of wisdom, if you're seeing something or guided to say something, I would love to hear whatever it is. Thank you so much for this.
You are so welcome. I am so pleased that you gave yourself permission and time to be here today. That's part
That's
of.
the thing, right? That's the thing. I realized I because I wasn't a planned pregnancy, and I've been playing this game in my head that because I wasn't wanted, and they wanted a boy, not a girl, when they found out they were pregnant. I've been playing this belief for a long time that I'm not allowed to be here. So I'm not allowed to have anything. I'm not allowed to. And so this all came to a shift during this call, because that's the exact thing I felt, was I'm giving myself permission to be here and to have and to do. So very grateful.
Yeah, so very interesting. One of the things that and I had that too. I was an oops. My parents were, I think, 17 and had sex for the first time and then got pregnant. And because they were Catholic, they weren't, abortion wasn't an option. So for many years, like you, Wilma, and I think like a lot of people that are probably listening, that we have taken on this, or even if you were the last child, right? The seventh, and mom was like exhausted. parents were exhausted. It's like this belief that because I wasn't wanted, I don't deserve to be here. And if I don't deserve to be here, then I don't deserve abundance, right? Then I don't deserve abundance. And so, what's coming in for you as well is that I think you said the money piece, that this has really been affecting your money. And I have another question for you, if you want to unmute, is what kind of work were you doing in the world? And are you doing any work in the world right now? And I think I have to ask you to unmute again if you muted yourself.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
Wonderful. So I was working in the corporate world. I am retired now, but so I'm living basically on my old age pension check. But this to me is like the beginning of the second half of my life. I'm
Yes.
planning on living at least to like 130. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the belief that I have. But I know that I need to be able to afford to live my best life. But I've also know I have a great gift to share with the world. But the money flow is on the other side of me. Oh, I'm getting so much goosebumps in the back of my head right now.
Yeah.
I've long sensed that once I know what my gift is, the money is gonna. It's almost like I can see like the floodgates opening. Like that's where my money flow is when I step into my gifts. And all these decades, I've never known what my gift is. And I know now while I'm talking to you, it's this crap that I've had stuck in me about my, not being allowed. And I think I've released that now so that I'm now going to give myself permission. That seems to be a big word, to be open to express my gifts.
Yes, absolutely. So what often happens, and I'm so glad this is coming up, is many people are here, right, to heal their own stuff and then help others to do the same. And that's why I asked what you did and what you're doing, because retirement for most of us is not going to exist anymore. In terms of we are here to do this deeper work in supporting others in whatever way, whatever way your soul chose, in order to do that. And what happens as a child is oftentimes we do know what our gifts are, but then they get shut down because of the wound or the trauma. So when we heal it, and when you checked in, Wilma, and asked how much of it was left, what did you get as a percentage?
I actually got zero.
Okay, I get there's still a little bit left, but what often happens is that you're going to need on a daily basis, preferably in the morning, to come and be with this part of you again.
Okay.
Our younger parts, here's the thing, we don't get rid of them, they're with us always, right? And so it's on a daily basis, preferably in the morning, coming and soothing that part again with what is true. And that's going to help you to open up. And then you're going to ask, show me what my gifts are. Show me what I'm here to support, how I'm here to support others on the planet. And for most people, you're going to be supporting those that have a similar wound to you. And oftentimes, it's as simple as giving them that acknowledgement, right? That presence, that acknowledgement. But I have a feeling you have some other gifts as well that are going to open up more intuitive. You're going to be able to get more in touch with your intuition now that you are healing this wound on a deeper level. Because again, if you have the not wanted, not good enough, don't deserve to be here, then that part of you would say, well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to turn off my gifts, right? Or no one's going to want my gifts. So, that's a big piece. And I don't know if anyone's ever told you this, but you have, as I do, and a lot of people I work with, you have a strong connection to the Christ consciousness. I don't know if you've
Yes.
been told that. Yeah.
Yes. When I was 4 years old, I was hit and run over by a car. And it was actually Jesus who came to save me. And when I was hit a few years ago, I was hit by a car. It was Gabriel who came. So I know I'm here. my body is my tool. So I know I've never had a broken body, a broken bone. I've never, part of the gift that I mentioned to you that I don't know what it is yet. I do know that I have to be, it includes my physical body and it's wherever I am. So it's not necessarily here in my home. I could be standing at a bus stop. I could be in across the country. I could be wherever. Whatever it is I'm meant to be doing, I have to be fully mobile for it.
Well, and the reason for that is when you have this Christ consciousness energy, that is part of you, that is the gift. And your presence. So you just being out at the grocery store, you being wherever you go in the world. And that's why it's so interesting. So many of us, because of our wounds, we want to isolate, but we're meant to be out in the world. And yes, I see you being out in the world, but I also see you working with people virtually as well. But it's the energy that is allowed, that you're allowing yourself to emanate now, given the healing of this wound.
Wow.
Like, I just see like this beacon of light, right? So your gift is actually your energy. Your presence. How does that feel?
That feels very true. And when you mentioned about you just said something that brought me to a realization. You know, there are many times whether I'm at the store or just at the bus stop or anytime I make eye contact with somebody on the street, I always smile and say hello. And sometimes it winds up being a conversation. And it to me it's just a normal hi, blah, 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 though. But at some point or other when people are walking away, they'll smile and say thank you. And when I say for what, they say you just gave me the answer to something that I've been, you know, that's been bothering me, or you just, and I always at that point, I'm like, well, what did I say? Because
You're just
I
being
was
you.
just, yeah, absolutely. And so I'm tying all this in now that, okay, I've been not allowing myself to realize that
Acknowledge.
the gifts are already in me. I just haven't allowed them. I haven't allowed myself to see them and I haven't allowed them to flow. That's the word that's coming, is that there's more and I have to open the door and let them in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope other people are getting something from this and it's not just me babbling. So
Well, guess what, Wilma? People are meant to get what they're going to get, and you don't have any control over that.
thank you.
So I mean, that's the other piece too, and that is the I'm going to call it probably the people pleaser, but also the superhuman part of us that we again, these parts aren't bad. It's bringing them into balance, but it's being able to go out in the world and be who we are, regardless of the response from other people. That we're
Perfect.
able to go and shine our light, right? And you know, and because I too have the Christ, I'm going to call it the Christ consciousness energy and mission. You know, I can be sitting on a plane and someone will just be like, I don't know why I want to share this with you, but and it's so when we say Christ consciousness, I want you to get this too. It's that unconditional acceptance, the energy of unconditional love and acceptance. And because you are now giving that to yourself, that is what opens you to be able to do it even more powerfully for others. So,
Wow.
yeah, that's why it's
Thank
important that
you.
we continue to give it to those parts of
Yes.
ourselves on a daily basis. And just know this, anytime we do something new, it's going to stir up what I call our 3P patterns that I've been talking about, those survival patterns, right? The part that wants to make sure it's doing it perfect, or the part that thinks it's not doing it good enough, the part that overgives. So you're also meant to work with the superhuman part that wants to overgive. And here's where the money comes in. At some point, right, you're going to be putting your shingle out and you're going to do it, you're going to get paid to do it as well. It's not just in the grocery store or on the street. Though that's still going to happen, right? Like I don't like at the end of the plane ride, I don't give someone a bill and say, this is what you owe me, right? Just know that it is something that you're going to do out in the world, and you are meant to get paid for it as well. So, thank you for showing up
Thank you,
today.
thank you, thank you.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. Okay, I'm going to unpin Wilma. And I'm going to go to the view again. And Valerie, I'm going to pin you and ask you to unmute.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. I was trying to uncover this whole thing. My mother died when I was 6 years old, and I didn't understand why she left me, and I blamed myself that I was a bad person. So I really think I
Course.
carried this feeling of lack of self-worth into my relationship with my stepmother, who was very critical of me. There was a betrayal. She would badmouth me to my father. My brothers would criticize me for being a girl, just like this, put down, put down, put down. So this I am worthy of being loved theme has been trying to surface my whole life. And I felt sad today because I had a first date with someone who was very sexual with me, and I was just repulsed on for a first date. And I already said that we're done. And so I do realize that it's my self-love that I'm working on, and this that the sadness came from feeling like I would like to, I'm 72 and I'd like to find a partner before I cross over. And, it feels
And you
like,
will,
oh, it's
and you
still not
will.
happening, and so but I definitely felt that I was so worthy that I just didn't deserve him. And
I'm
I
so
didn't.
happy. I'm so
Yeah.
happy that you shut that down. So
Yeah.
right, what happens is I love this, and I love it, meaning the universe is always showing us what we believe.
Yeah.
Right. And
Yeah.
so if a person comes in who is what you're describing, and this is an old belief as well. This is a collective belief that's coming up really big right now. I've been talking to a lot of people about it, that women as sexual objects. And
Oh,
like
yeah.
that's all that some people want, right? So
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
that's and so I love that you're sharing, like you're having this shift already, even before class today, where you're like, no, like that's not honoring of me. That's not loving of
Yeah.
myself, right?
I've
To
definitely felt that. Yeah. But I felt
yeah.
sad because it's like, okay, I'm still looking for love. I still haven't found it. And
And it's
it's like,
coming.
no. And it's like, no, I'm okay. Because I feel like I have that love for myself because I understand that everything that happened, and I was really blaming my stepmother for all of it, but no, I really came wounded to her.
Well, and what happens, so your soul asked to come in and have this mother that was going to leave at an early age. You said six.
Yeah, well, I had a contract. Yeah.
Yes. And you wanted that because you have had past lives with this mother. Different roles. Most people here on this workshop have had many lives. And so you asked for this specific wound in this lifetime to be able to heal those past wounds as well.
Oh, okay.
And you don't need to know all of them. I heard there were six other lifetimes
Ugh.
that there was with this, yeah, with
With
mom.
her?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, where there's been this abandonment and you abandoning her abandoning you.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and so
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
So they're saying, like, you don't always need to know, but I'm telling you because it's
Yeah,
coming in right now.
no, that's okay.
And so yes, it's for you to, in this lifetime, finally go back to that 6-year-old and letting her know. And this is common when a parent leaves, whether it's death or divorce, a child will always take on the belief that it was
Yeah,
their fault.
my fault. Oh, I know that. Yeah, very well. Yeah.
So, and because this is such a deep wound, meaning it's been lifetimes, like on a daily basis, you're going to need to come and be with this 6-year-old, preferably in the morning, and letting her know just because mom left, that wasn't your fault. You were 6 years old, like, right? Like that, it wasn't your fault. You deserve, right, to have love now, even if mom left, and even if stepmom. So here's the other piece. Stepmom has also been in some past lives. And
Oh, I didn't
so
know that either.
I heard three. And so, yeah, you've got that agreement as well for both of you. And yeah, so what she did is she activated that wound on a deeper level. If you would have had a stepmom that was loving, right, it wouldn't have done the same thing. So you were really trying to, your soul was really putting in as many experiences as possible to bring up this deep wound of, I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough because these women, abandoned me, betrayed me, etc. And so it's not only about, how are your female relationships? I just want to ask that.
Well, because of my relationship with my stepmother, I didn't trust women. I preferred men. And my father was absolutely stellar, wonderful. And like both my parents were Pisces, and he was just most, he was my, and because of him, I trusted men and preferred them to women. So
Me too.
I
Me
kept
too.
women at a distance. But now I'm surrounded by women, like I have my own little support group.
Good. Good. So you healed that piece. So you healed
And
that piece, and now
yeah.
it's the male piece. But again, the thing that's been holding you back is that belief, right, that I don't deserve love. And dad didn't stick up for you with stepmom, did he?
No. He gave preference to her over me when any issue came up, and because he was protecting her before me.
Yes, so that's a betrayal.
It was betrayal, although he loved me dearly more than her, and she was jealous of that. That's another piece. But
Not
yeah, when
surprised.
anything happened between the two of us, he defended her first, and that was really crappy.
So that's the other piece you need to, I knew there was another piece. So that's the why I asked about your dad, because that's the other piece, that's the other wound that needs to be healed.
He didn't defend me
Exactly. And
at all.
so, because of that, you've been attracting men that are not fully honoring you because your dad didn't honor you.
He honored me, but not in relationship to this my
Exactly.
stepmother. When we got
Exactly.
into an issue, he didn't defend me, defended her. So that was a betrayal of me.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Wow.
Betrayal, abandonment, we can use any of those words. And so, because of that, again, you've got this I don't deserve love and support from a man because my, in parentheses, because I didn't get it fully
Oh
from
my
my dad.
God, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, 'cause I didn't know what the man piece was because, it was like, what else do I need to release? I mean, I feel like I worked on this mother wound stuff all my life. It's like, what's the father wound stuff,
It's hidden. So, and this is, we often choose unconsciously to make one parent good. And because of that, we, and it's a survival mechanism. It's a survival mechanism that we're not usually aware of. And so, because of that, we won't see the wounding that that parent did to us, right?
That's right.
Right. There's even that little girl right now, right? There's even that little girl right now that's like, yeah, but it's, she's having a hard time, right? Actually acknowledging, hey, dad wasn't really always there for us, right? In his actions. So that's the part you're going to need to work with, healing that piece so that you can receive that divine partner that you deserve.
You mean forgive him for not
Nope.
emotionally supporting me?
Nope. Forgiveness is not needed. It's accepting that he didn't fully show up for you.
Okay.
Right? He abandoned you, betrayed you. And again, we have to go in and work with that younger part of us and let her know it wasn't because he didn't love you. He had his own fears of losing stepmom. He lost his first wife.
He lost
Now,
three wives.
There you go.
First one to cancer, second one to cancer, and
So it's reminding that little one that it wasn't because she doesn't deserve that now. He was wrapped up in his own wounding and stood up for stepmom.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? And not
yeah.
for you. But that doesn't mean you don't deserve that now.
Okay.
So
got it.
It's that that acknowledgement.
Oh boy.
Again, it's going through what we just went through, right? It's the acknowledgement of the wound. It's the feeling it, like letting that little one actually feel all of it. And then being able to tell her, you know, this is what's true, and keep activating that, right? Until she believes it enough that that divine partner can then come in. It doesn't have to be like people say, does it have to be completely healed 100%? No, it doesn't have to be 100%. And it has to be enough, right? And it's different for all of us, right? Like I still, I'll just give an example, right? My partner now, who I've been with for almost 3 years, I knew after I got out of the last 7-year relationship that I had deeper dad wounds to work on because I was still attracting, right? I was still attracting men that couldn't fully show up for me.
Okay.
So I took about 2 years to work on
that.
Oh,
golly. Okay.
But my hope is that it doesn't have to take as long for you guys, right? By the work that we're doing and continue to do.
Okay.
That hopefully, if you continue doing this with this part of you, I see, and again, timelines can change, but at this point, 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
3 to 6 months for your divine man to come in, your divine partner to come in.
What, that's what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Because this is a pretty deep wound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 72 years old and, you know, they haven't
felt. You've got a long time to live yet. Most of us do.
Okay. All right.
Again, we're, somebody wants me to expand on forgiveness. Yes, I will do that in a moment. But Valerie, any other questions?
No, that was a lot. That was a lot more to unpack than I thought was going to be unpacked. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that welcome. And that's why it's important to like have somebody like myself, even if you do this type of work.
Yeah.
Myself included, because we have these hidden. Yeah, we've got these.
Wow, that's fabulous. Yeah,
aspects.
That was really worth it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for raising your hand and being brave.
Yeah. Oh, that's no problem.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to unpin you.
All right.
And I'm going to answer that question. Then we're going to wrap up. I know some other people have their hands raised, but we are out of our time. I was hoping to keep it close to 2 hours. I'm close. So expand on the forgiveness piece. So yes. And I have a podcast called Acceptance Versus Forgiveness. I'll make sure to pop that. Let's see. I can pop that in the chat right now real quick for those of you that are interested. But I will give you a brief response to that. Let's see. Where's my podcast link? Okay. Pop that in the chat. There you go. So I have a podcast on acceptance versus forgiveness. And so in a nutshell, forgiveness. We often are told, again, this is a belief system, that we have to forgive. And for many of us, we will not be able to fully forgive. Our parts will not be able to fully forgive in this lifetime, and that's okay. What we need is acceptance. So acceptance of what happened. Acceptance of, you know, that person was, they had their own wounding. Does it make it right? No. Does it make it right that my mom physically abused me the way she did, or that my dad sexually abused me the way he did? No. And I can accept that they did that because of their own wounding. Right? But I don't, it doesn't mean that I have to forgive them for it. I can have compassion for them. Right? So acceptance of why, and then compassion for them. And I don't believe forgiveness is necessary. And actually, I don't, forgiveness is like a power trip as well. Right? It's like us playing God. Like, if I forgive you, so just that energy isn't, I don't find it useful. What we need to do is acceptance, acceptance of ourselves, acceptance. I don't think we need self-forgiveness, because from a soul level, no one has done anything wrong. It's the human level, a human self, that says that person did something wrong. From a soul level, there is no right or wrong. So you don't even need to forgive yourself. You just need to accept yourself. Right? Yeah, Janice, I know a lot of spiritual teachings do teach that, and I do not agree with that. So little bit different, right? Little bit different. I think we beat ourselves up when we don't forgive. And I think oftentimes when we say we forgive, it's forced forgiveness, because we should, in order to be spiritual, in order to be good, right? But what we want to practice is unconditional acceptance and compassion for ourselves and for others. And there's no need to forgive if no one has done anything wrong from a spiritual perspective, right? From a soul perspective, there's no right or wrong. So that's my take. And you can listen to the podcast for more on that if you'd like. So moving forward, again, I'm going to recommend that you continue to do this work. I know many of you have had big shifts today, and we'll likely need to continue to work with this wounded part of you and other parts. And again, it's practicing being this divine parent. And that is emotionally what we did today, but then it's also, it's the internal, but then it's also the external out in the world, right? That we have the power to make changes now, even if they might be scary. Or as a child, we were powerless. And we didn't have the power. And many of us are still walking around holding that belief. Or the truth is, now I'm a powerful soul. You're a powerful soul. We have choice. We can set boundaries, set and keep boundaries. We can walk away, even if we couldn't as a child. We can walk away from unhealthy, unfulfilling, or even abusive relationships, whether it's personal or professional. But we're no longer stuck. Right? So again, it takes practice. Practice and being this divine parent that we're all learning to be. So awesome, you guys. So thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm going to pop it in the chat one more time in case you missed it. I have, I think, 8 sessions available at this special price. I'll pop that in the chat. You want to use code TRAUMA at checkout to receive $150 off. So I don't often do that, and but felt guided to as part of this workshop today and part of this event. Would love to support you on a deeper level if and when you are ready to receive that. And sending you guys lots of love. And let's close the container. Let's take a minute to do that. So I'm going to invite you all to close your eyes. And let's put a hand on the heart. And one on the belly, third chakra above the belly button. That's your place of self-worth. And that's typically what gets hit the hardest with these traumas and wounds, is our self-worth wound, our good enough wound. So let's just take a moment and breathe in, activating the truth in every cell of our body that despite or regardless of our wounds, our family wounds, our ancestral inherited wounds, our past life wounds, that we are lovable and worthy and enough now. We always have been, but we forgot. So letting all of these younger parts know they are special and important and worthy of love in all forms now. worthy of abundance now, however you would like to say that. Whether it's supportive relationships, whether it's doing fulfilling work in the world in a balanced way, not an overgiving way, whether it's receiving monies or gifts, and with relative ease and joy, right? We don't have to work hard at it anymore. We don't have to work hard to receive, and we definitely don't have to make people, right? We're inviting in people that want to give it to us, that are excited to give it to us. And giving you and all your parts a hug and maybe some kisses. And as you breathe out, we're just setting the intention throughout today and moving forward. With each breath out, we are releasing what no longer serves us. Those belief systems, those fears, those the guilt, the shame, the anger at self, right? We're releasing that with each breath out. And as we breathe in, we are breathing in the truth of who we are, the gift of who we are, and that it's safe now to be that. It's safe now to be your true, authentic soul self. And let's take a moment to say thank you to our divine team, seen and unseen. So those that are physically on the planet, even those noble adversaries that we chose, we have an agreement with them. Doesn't mean we stay, right? Sometimes it's us leaving is part of the healing, leaving abusive relationships or unfulfilling relationships. So thanking your seen team, those that are on the positive, look positive, like myself, perhaps to you, and those noble adversaries, but also saying thank you to your unseen team, your something bigger team, angels, ascended masters, Jesus, Mother Mary, God, again, whatever you call it, nature, the elementals, star seeds. We all have huge divine teams, seen and unseen. And opening, consciously opening your heart to all of the love and support that is waiting for you. And bringing your hands together. And just breathing in again, gratitude for yourself and the amazing soul that you are. And the truth that you are a gift and you are here to also not only do this for yourself, but to support others. All right, much love to you guys. I hope to see and support some of you on a deeper level very soon in a private session. Have a beautiful rest of your weekend. And feel free to re-listen to this and the process in this. And I'll also be putting out replay links for the others in the event as well if you're part of that. So thank you. Love you guys. Namaste.